Ryan Jennings has the news in full.
The new limits on mortgage lending announced by the central bank are set to apply within a matter of days. Those planning to buy homes will now have to save bigger deposits under the new regulations. However, restrictions on first-time buyers will not be as great. The Minister for Finance, Michael Noonan, said these revised proposals would provide certainty to borrowers and ensure that banks continued to engage in prudent lending practices. Mary Calpin reports.
The new borrowing rules will come into force as soon as the legislation passes the Oireachtas, which may happen over the coming days. Under the plan, non-first-time borrowers will have to come up with bigger deposits, as banks will only be able to lend up to a maximum of 80% of a property's value, and the loan will be limited to 3.5 times earnings. But there will be some relief for first-time buyers, who will be able to borrow up to 90% to a limit of €220,000. Any loan over this amount will require a 20% deposit for that portion of the mortgage. A 70% limit will apply for banks lending to investors purchasing buy-to-let properties. The Sinn Féin spokesman on finance, Piers Doherty, gave a broad welcome to the central bank's announcement and said the rules should help to establish a normal, healthy lending market. Fianna Fáil spokesman on finance, Michael McGrath, welcomed the easing of restrictions for first-time buyers, but said it would prove impossible for many non-first-time buyers to meet the 20% deposit requirement if they wanted to move out of homes that no longer suited their needs.
The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has condemned the release of a new video showing a Japanese hostage being held by the Islamic State group. In the film, the IS militant say the journalist Kenji Goto and another hostage, a Jordanian fighter pilot, will be killed today unless Jordan released a suicide bomber held on death row. Mr. Abe called on Jordan to cooperate in working for Mr. Goto's quick release, but he said that his government would not give in to terrorism.
This was an extremely despicable act and we feel strong indignation. We strongly condemn that. While this is a tough situation, our policy remains unchanged in seeking cooperation from the Jordanian government for the release of Mr. Goto.
Apple Computers is reported to have made the biggest quarterly profit by a public company in corporate history, largely due to the success of the new iPhone 6. The company recorded a net profit of $18 billion from sales in October, November and December last year. Apple sold 74.5 million iPhones during this period, with sales in China doubling. Daniel Aaron Dilger of the Apple Insider website said one of the keys to Apple's success was its array of products.
Apple basically sells computers. They would like you to buy a $2,000 Macintosh, but if there's a whole generation of young people that are buying phones instead of computers. And so they're selling iPhones, and if you're not going to buy an iPhone, they'll sell you an iPad, and they'll still sell you an iPod. Whether or not they're selling you one or the other doesn't really matter. And when you buy the high-end iPhone 6 Plus, for example, you're generating as much revenue and more profit for Apple than if you would have bought an entry-level phone, an entry-level iPad, and a little iPod Shuffle.
The head of the World Bank, Jim Yong Kim, has warned that the Ebola epidemic in West Africa has shown that the world is dangerously unprepared for potentially catastrophic pandemics. He has urged governments, corporations, aid agencies and insurance companies to work together to build a system to prepare for future outbreaks.
If we'd had all these conversations prior to December 2013, the cost of the Ebola outbreak would have been minimal. We would have been able to put it out immediately. We would have had teams ready to go. We would have had private sector companies, vaccine manufacturers, everybody lined up to respond. We would have put it out.
Gardaí investigating a fire at the constituency office of the Fine Gael TD Michelle Mulhern in Ballina in County Mayo have questioned a man. It's understood flammable material was thrown through a window on the ground floor of the terraced property shortly after 7 o'clock yesterday evening. The office was unoccupied at the time and the fire was put out soon afterwards. A 39-year-old man was arrested in Ballina late last night. He was released without charge in the early hours of this morning. Gardaí say their investigation is continuing and a technical examination will be carried out at the building later today. The Kremlin has said that the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, has accepted an invitation to attend a ceremony in Moscow to mark the 70th anniversary of the end of the Second World War. If the North Korean leader does go, it would be the first time for him to leave his own country since taking power 3 years ago. Now the time is coming up to 6:30 past 8.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant Engineering. The Grant Vortex Condensing Oil Boiler, providing super efficient, reliable and lower cost heating. Think boilers, think Grant.
It'll be very cold and windy today. Scattered rain showers will turn to sleet and snow later. Highest temperatures will range between 2 and 5 degrees in a strong to gale force wind. And there's a warning that west to northwest winds will reach gale or strong gale force today in all sea areas and in the Irish Sea.
RTE.